Hi guys. Welcome to episode 27, and I am Maddie. Thank you.
I'm Megan Bethel, and we're so glad you're here.
We're already a little high, as you may be able to tell.
Yeah, we're smoking the same weed as last week. What was it? Lemon skunk.
We are still really enjoying it.
Yeah. So, we're still smoking it. We haven't gone through the whole ounce. We bought an ounce of it.
No, we're not cuckoo.
No. And also, the little sample they gave us was blueberry haze, which we had the week before, and that kicked our asses. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
we need a break from it.
I'm not ready for that again. No, ma'am. No. Today, what we're going to do is some songs of the week. Mine are actually, like, I don't know, interesting.
Really?
They're different.
I had a hard time coming up with some songs of the week this week.
I have a bunch. And then we are going to play the game, the much anticipated game.
Yeah, that we talked about last week.
Yeah. Where I have some celebrities that don't go by their birth name. And Meg's going to have a little time having a little guess.
Maddie's been so excited about this all week.
I just think it's like, it's because I spent like a whole, like a while, like reading them up, and I was like, oh my God, interesting.
And you wanted to tell me.
And you know how it's one of those things where you find out and you want to like say to people, oh, did you know? Like, oh, I heard that. Oh, this person's name is actually. But anyway.
Also, we got a new bong.
New bong alert. It's purple.
This baby purple.
She's kind of
bong.
A little cute girl bong. Like a little baby girl bong.
Yes. I'm about to take a hit off of it.
That shit is a girl bong. Anyway, I'm going to jump into my songs of the week. My first one, it's Slide Away by Miley Cyrus. Have you heard that one?
I just pulled out the stem
instead
of the bowl.
Nightmare.
Sorry.
Slide Away.
I do know that song. However, I could not sing it for you right now.
No, like, I couldn't either. But every time it comes on at work, I'm like, this is that Miley Cyrus song I like. So now that I am saying it here, I will remember to listen to it. Put it on my own playlist.
That hurts so bad.
I really
bad.
Like it. It's always like when I'm in the middle of work, it brings me back to life. It's just a good song. Miley Cyrus.
That's like Hoedown Throwdown came on at work the other day, and I was like, this gave me what I needed.
Miley
to get through the rest
can
of the show.
Give you a little energy boost. She's like a Red Bull.
Fly on the Wall. That is such a good song.
Oh,
that's like a workout
see you
banger.
Again.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The last time I freaked out, I just kept
looking
down. That song
yeah, that is
went
such a good song.
Crazy. Miley, like, yeah. has been killing it for ever.
Miley Cyrus killed, like, two careers.
She's still
like,
killing
she
it.
Killed it as Hannah Montana. She fucking killed it
and
as Miley
like,
Cyrus.
A good, like, she donates.
Miley Cyrus 2.0, 3.0.
We love Miley Cyrus all .0s.
We've seen her through every phase.
We love her.
And we love her in every phase.
We love her for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Miley could do anything that would make me dislike her because she does so much good shit. Like I said, like she's doing all these concerts for charity and donating for animals and all this shit. So like she can take her titties out on stage if
she
wants
to. The most important thing she's ever done is make that cover with her sister. Have I Got So High That I Saw Jesus.
That's such a good song.
That is the most important thing that Miley Cyrus has ever and will ever do for anyone.
Thank
is make
God.
That cover.
Wow.
That should
good.
Be a song of the fucking week. That's a song of a lifetime. The one with them
when,
singing together.
When this is the last thing I'll say about Miley Cyrus.
Sorry.
When her and Ariana Grande did that cover of Don't Dream It's Over. I don't know if you've heard it, but when I was a kid or younger, I was like, over and over and over and over listening to
is
it.
Is that
I
the
thought
one where
was, like,
they're in the couch
angelic.
In the backyard?
Yeah, in the onesies.
Yeah.
But, like, their voices are just so good together. They should make more songs together.
Miley, every artist should just
Miley,
collaborate
Miley, Ariana,
more.
If you're watching this.
Please. Please.
That would be amazing. Anyway, what is your first song of the week?
Oh, shoot. I should open my
this
phone.
This is a Miley Cyrus fan podcast.
Well, I was having a hard time like finding new songs of the week. I'm gonna be honest, I don't really have a lot of songs.
That's okay.
But
some weeks you don't listen to new songs.
Yeah, I was reading a lot on on the subway. Yeah,
and
this past
I just
week.
Like spend a lot of time at my slow job curating a playlist. Yeah. So
I'm still reading that book, The Silent Patient. It's getting intense. I'm almost at the end. I'm getting really pissed off with some of the characters. So while I was getting ready for the podcast today, I saw that Tommy Genesis dropped a new album. And I listened to the song A Woman Is God, and that song's good, guys. Listen to it.
Ooh, yeah.
I can see it being all over TikTok really soon. So, yeah. TikTok-ler. And then also, I also just listened to Troye Sivan's new song that came out today, Angel Baby, but I didn't even really listen to the whole thing, and it's super slow, but
Troye,
I don't really know why
I always do listen. I don't know. His first album is super nostalgic, like Blue Neighborhood to me, because I listened to that. I put some of the songs on my work playlist, but I just haven't been able to get into any of his other stuff. Still love Troye. Just like I haven't.
I really like the Bloom album. I thought that album was really
and
good.
I didn't really give it a fair chance either. I just like, you know, sometimes you just like can't get yourself to listen to an album.
And also talking about last week, holy fuck, you suggested Justified, right?
Yeah.
And I hadn't really listened to that one by Kacey Musgraves. I have been listening to that one all week.
Good, it is right?
So good.
I really like that one.
It's
I like
so
Starcrossed too, but
Starcrossed is really good too, but Justified,
it just,
holy
cow.
It's
just, I gravitated towards it.
Yeah. Do you have another song?
Yeah, I actually have a few.
I have one more.
So this one is actually an Ally and AJ song.
Oh shit!
But
okay.
Like current, recent Ally and AJ.
I think I saw you post it on your story.
Yes. Well, this is. It's called Paradise. I have put like three of their songs like on this work playlist. I'm just looking for clean songs and trying to like fill it up. Like I wasn't really picky because I do read a lot, and so I came across Ally and AJ, and I was like, okay. And I threw just three of their songs on because they're clean. And every single one, I was like, who is this? Like, it came on, and I had to, like, check who it was. So Paradise, though, is a really good one by Ally and AJ. So check out Ally and AJ's new album. Like, it's going to be good after Potential Breakup Song. That's like the only song I ever know by
them.
You
know they can carry a beat.
That's an iconic song, so.
You texted me a song this week and said, I don't want to forget this song. It was Sheesh by Surfaces.
Yeah. I just like the Surfaces.
They have some good songs.
Like, those are
songs.
I never, like, pursue, like, look for their songs. I don't, like, listen to albums. But every time I hear a song, I'm like, ah, that's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say another one?
No, I can say mine because I just thought of one more also.
Yes.
So Tangerine by Glass Animals. I don't know why I was like, I want to listen to Glass Animals, and I've really been listening to that song. It's good. It's catchy.
Good. That's
it's fun. A good catchy song, and it's kind of like Heat Waves, like that kind of, I don't know. It's good. Good song.
Sometimes all I think about is, yo.
Yeah.
Have fun with that being stuck in your head now. My next song is Gasoline by Taylor Swift, and Haim?
Oh, fuck. I can't tell.
It's those girls. Haim, Haim.
Yeah.
I love their
other song together.
But Gasoline, it's slow. Like, all these are kind of, like, slow chill songs. But it's just, like, it's really good. Their voices together go really well. The song is, like, it's still, like, fun, but it's chill. I don't know. Every time it comes on, I'm like, okay, hey. That was another one that I just randomly added. And then every time it comes on, I'm like, what is this song?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right.
Okay, well, I'll go. My last one, I can't.
Miss, I have no songs.
I know. Basically, somebody put on the Dawn of Chromatica. It's the remix album of Chromatica, Lady Gaga's album. At work the other day, and the remix of Babylon came on, and it was really good.
Let me guess, who
put it on? Blair.
Yeah, I was gonna say either Blair or Amadeus.
Yeah.
Shout out.
But now I'm looking back because I wanted to tell you, and now I'm seeing there's two remixes of Babylon, And I don't know which one it is, but
listen to both
just listen to the album. It was really good to work too.
Put on some of it. Listen, I didn't even listen to Chromatica. I'm guilty. I can't lie. But you know me. It's hard to keep up with music sometimes.
Babylon's a good song, though.
I don't know about you, but I like having songs I know. It's overwhelming. I like singing along. And then you get all these new songs, and you don't know the difference. You got to learn the words. You got to figure out what you like. Anyway, the next song I have...
As we're just piling on the music for you guys.
Okay, I'll say it fast. Falling for You, Jaden Smith, and Justin Bieber. Listen, yes. Justin That's Bieber a good and those song. Songs. But Jaden Smith put out a new album recently, and I think it was recently.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's good. It has some nice songs, but we should play each other all these songs after.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Disco Man by Remy Wolf. Love Remy Wolf.
Remy Wolf is awesome.
And I've been playing Disco Man like crazy.
Yeah, we never listen to like the same music. Like, it's a surprise for both of us when we sit down every week. Like,
any of those
I'm
songs.
Getting song suggestions too right now, guys.
It's like good for both of us.
Yeah, and we'll post another Instagram story this week asking you guys for your song suggestions. So please reply so we can talk about it on here.
Send us some songs.
Yeah.
Literally any song. Like, did you hear how crazy my list was? Allie and AJ, Justin Bieber.
I remember Alexa actually had a couple.
Alexa always coming through with
songs. Yeah. I believe it was Blouse by Claro.
I have been putting on a lot of Claro as well.
Is it called Blouse? Oh, wait, no, it's not Claro. Oh, yes, it is Claro. And then there was...
I love a Claro.
Oh, my God. Who's that girl?
While you're listening to this...
Faye Miller.
I hope that you're putting on the songs.
Yeah, guys.
Quick, little snippets of
Faye Miller. It's some remix. Faye Miller, fuck. I don't know, guys. Oh, Steal My Clothes.
Oh, I listen to that, too.
By Keto and B. Miller. Yeah.
It's good. Delicious. Those are the tunes. Those are the songs.
Those are the songs of the week.
I love listening to music.
Yeah.
Sometimes all I think about is you.
So we should we play the game?
Oh my God.
I want to play the game. I've been so excited all week.
I don't know how even we want to do it, but like, should I just like.
I know. It's kind of hard having two people. I want to. Eventually, imagine one day we have, someone like employed, and they fucking sit there and ask both of us the questions.
But, okay, so should,
that'd be nice, y'all.
Should I just, say the celebrity's name, and you just have one wild random guess, and then I'll tell you? Or, should I actually make it more of, a challenge? Or, I don't know.
I don't know. Just say the first celebrity, and we'll see.
It's just, I think it's really interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Now we don't know which one.
Just say the first celebrity.
I just hope you don't know any of them.
I might.
Okay, I'll start with, one you might know.
Okay.
What do you know Rico Nasty?
No.
Okay.
I love Rico.
What if I give you a couple hints, maybe?
Okay, sure. Give me a couple hints.
Okay. It's, a basic...
I knew it was.
A super basic girl name. And it's, hyphenated. It's two names.
Oh,
but
no.
But they're both pretty common girl names.
Marianne.
It's honestly, her name is Marie. So Mary, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that is pretty close.
Marie Cecilia Simone Kelly.
Oh my God, that's a long name. Imagine being Marie Cecilia Simone Kelly, get your butt over here.
Yes, I would be scared. I would have come running.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay. That was good. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I had a feeling though that I was going to be I don't know. I was thinking Catherine a lot, and then you said hyphenated, and I was like, okay, but Mary, Catherine.
Mary was good. Mary, Marie. Yeah. Those are pretty similar. Okay. Do you know? Okay, I'm gonna say Reese Witherspoon.
What? I know. I know. I didn't think Witherspoon was maybe her last name, but Reese was her first name. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck!
So her last name, I'll say, is the same. It's that's her last.
That name. That is her last name.
Yes,
So it's her first name. But it's not her first name.
No. And again, it's a...
I feel like they're lying.
This is a super, like... Just think about what she looks like.
Sarah.
That's honestly pretty close again.
Sarah.
Her name is Laura... Leanne. Laura... I don't... That looks like a J, but...
What is with these long names?
But Reese is one of her middle names.
Oh, my God.
Laura Leanne Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I go by Reese, too.
I know. But isn't that crazy? A lot of these...
Why do they have such long names?
A few of these are, like, it's their middle name that they go by.
Yeah, I know some people that do that, because they have family names and, like...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I also wrote down a lot of rappers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say... It's loud outside.
People are screaming outside.
I can hear
window.
It in my headphones.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know. Is it positive? It's Friday night.
It doesn't sound positive. Oh, it sounds like they're yelling bye or something.
Ooh, I love a fight. Anyway, okay. Do you know?
Bye.
Do you know? Do you know Ashnikko's real name? I will say, her. Ashnikko is a play on her
I
name.
Know. Is it Nicole?
Part of it. It's Ashley Nicole.
Oh!
Yes, literally. It's
okay, true.
I like Ashley that Nicole. Because it is, like, very much her name, but also very much not her name.
Yeah, no, that's I think that's
good.
You
gotta be creative. I love how this book is just, like, wide open.
That one was a good one.
I wrote these all down at work.
I like Rico Nasty's stage name, too. And
no, they're really
Reese
cool.
Reese makes sense, too. All of them have made sense so far.
Okay. Do you know Calvin Harris's real name? I thought Calvin Harris's name was Calvin Harris. Also,
ooh, that was a big
think
hit.
Of every single guy.
Like Andrew or some shit.
You honestly, it's Adam. Adam Richard. Adam Richard Wills or something.
Yeah, but what the fuck? I definitely thought his name was Calvin. Wait, so his last name isn't Harris either?
No.
When Taylor Swift dated him, do you think he went by Adam?
I don't know.
Or Calvin?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Is Calvin his middle name?
He probably goes by Calvin. No, it's nowhere in there. Adam Richard.
What the?
But, like, I would not go by Adam Richard if I was a DJ. Okay. What about... Do you know... I feel like you might know this one.
Okay.
Tina Fey.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm so... Like, I don't remember things.
You, like, the hint I have, like, it comes from, it is a play on, like,
yeah.
Her middle name, but her first name is, again, her.
Isn't it, like, something, isn't she, like, Polish or, like, I don't know.
It's, like, think of, Christina. It's a really common, no, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, whoa.
It's, like, her middle name is, like. Stamantina.
Yes.
Stamantina.
I remember that.
So she goes by Tina Fey. So yeah. She took off the beginning.
Stamantina.
Like, how? There's so many celebrities that I just, like, they're just like, no, I'm not going to go by that. Do you know Lana Del Rey's real name?
I know it's not Lana Del Rey. Is it, like, Laura or something?
It's, like, Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. I love how I'm, like, showing you the page.
No, I haven't looked at any of it. Yeah, just... Yeah, well,
we don't even have to do
names.
A ton, but isn't it just so crazy? Wait, I want to do a rapper.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess Young Thug's real name? It's kind of like a clunky...
Clunky?
Like, basic white guy name.
Like Clark?
That's a good clunky name. It's Jeffrey.
Oh.
Jeffrey Lamar Williams.
That's a nice name. Jeffrey Lamar Williams.
But you know what I mean by, like, clunky?
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is a weird name.
It's not smooth. I like Jeff. Like future.
Better. Jeff.
Jeff.
I don't know.
That reminds me of the Superstore.
I play Sims a lot, as you guys know. And it is so hard coming up with names for, like, Sims. And then I'm like, holy fuck, it must be so hard to name a child.
Oh, my God.
My mom tells me, especially as a teacher, it's really hard to name a child because we've had so many kids.
I bet.
With, like, bad experiences with some kids.
And you just, like, I feel like knowing, I don't know, it'd be weird to, like, name your kid after a student.
Yeah,
not because, after a student, but after a student. Well, like,
if
left.
You ever had, yeah, because then the student might be like, "Oh, it's I wonder." After me. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just spilled water all down everywhere. My shirt.
She's kind of cuckoo crazy.
Oh, whoa! It did not leave like any mark though. That's kind of insane.
Yeah, that shirt's kind of waterproof.
I wear this shirt every day from now on.
Yeah.
I used to have this thing in high school where my friends said...
You honestly could probably quiz me on these names and I would not know.
You have a lot of names
written down in there. I wrote a ton. That's what I'm saying. Turning the page ASMR. What were you saying?
I was saying in
high... Let me take a hit. Are you going to tell a story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying that this in is... high school... Are you going to keep talking?
I was going to say, let's just chit-chat. So tell your story.
Okay. So in high school, my friends used to say that I had this curse that every time I wore a striped shirt, I would spill down the center of it and stain it. But I think it's just because I wore striped shirts almost like every day.
And you would spill every day.
Yeah.
I honestly am like... Not to be that person, but literally every time I have white, I ruin it so quickly. Like, I don't, you know, people who are like, can't wear white.
Yeah, no, I can't wear white.
But for real.
I bought a white shirt and I've worn it once. I've worn it once.
I'm so scared to wear white. Like, I do not understand. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be put together.
To wear white.
To wear white. Like, women on the subway. I'm like, how do you look like that right now? I would have like stains up and down my legs.
Maddie from what? The other night got really drunk and there is and cheese stain all over the fucking couch. And it's like bright yellow, like crazy bright yellow.
Listen, I was like blackout. It was my day off. It is smoky up in here.
Maybe yeah, it is pretty smoky.
Just a little bit.
Then everybody, it's going to be, we're going to hear everybody outside.
The noise is gone. But anyway, I was so drunk, I got home and I was like, I need to make a box of Kraft dinner, you know, as you do drunkenly. And
Who
I did.
Who doesn't?
And I ate like the whole box. And I guess I spilled everywhere. It was all on my shirt when I woke up. It was all over the couch.
I did that with guacamole
once. And I was like,
once.
What the fuck? And I just haven't had time to take the couch cushions off and do a load of laundry yet. Fine. Because I was like, it was on my day off that I saw it. And then I did stuff all day.
It's fine.
I hate
it's
doing
fine.
Laundry.
No, I did that with so guacamole funny. Once in my bed because I
and
used
like it's
to be
already there and dried.
Yeah, I used to be in such a small apartment that there was no couch, so we would just sit on our beds
yes.
to eat. And delicious. I got really drunk and I came home and I made guac and chips.
Oh no!
And I woke up and my bed sheets were green. They were fucking green. It was
Ew.
Crazy.
I always crazy. Like. If I get high and I bring, like, some chips to bed, in my head, I'm like, I haven't spilled. I was like, I did so good tonight. I'm like, I made sure I hit my mouth every time.
Yeah.
And I wake up, and it's just full of fucking crumbs. Like, there was a full piece of popcorn in my bed this morning.
I was eating pretzels the other night.
I was like, what the fuck?
And I thought I was being so careful. And then I went to fall asleep and I like flipped over in the bed and I was like, oh my god.
You like, gross. You literally are on drugs.
Everywhere.
When you think that you're doing a stand good up, job.
Wipe it off.
The confidence that I have in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah. I am like the best at same not with making a mess.
You know what I do a lot? I'm laying down in bed and I try to drink water at the stupidest angles ever. No. And I spill it all over myself in my bed and then my bed's soaking wet. I do that every night.
I always like pull my mask down my chin and take a drink and then I spill in my mask and I'm like, people are gonna think I'm like spitting when sweating. I talk or sweating or drooling or something. Like, I don't know, like maybe they wouldn't, but just like I feel like it's kind of off-putting to have a big wet spot on your mask.
Yeah.
Like, hey, welcome to the salon. Hey girl, what is that?
It's some water bottles, like the wide mouth ones, I find are very hard to drink out of.
I just suck at drinking water sometimes. Honestly, it's only when my mask is right there.
Well, sometimes you're really thirsty and you just can't think about being careful.
Yeah, like it's like my mouth opens too wide.
Sorry about it.
Too much water.
Oh, I was thinking about it. And you know how last time we ate the edible. No, we didn't eat an edible. We ate this munchie that we saw.
Sorry, before I forget. We should name the bong.
On the podcast. On the pod.
Did we ever talk about that? That means we can't take too long.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
Because we always name our bongs and we take a long time.
We do anyway, take a long time.
Bookmark that.
What was I just saying? Fuck.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't want to forget.
I know. I know you didn't want to forget, but that was the problem. I didn't want to forget.
You were supposed to remember your thing.
Okay. I do remember now. So last week, this is the problem with stoners, guys. You fucking forget everything. This is a good,
proper, too much THC rant right now. We're really going into it.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember what we said.
So last week we ate, this munchie, it was fucking
crispy mini with herb and garlic cream cheese on top.
Yeah, and I was thinking next time that we do it, we should like give it a rating, be like, how good is this to eat on the couch? Like, are you gonna make a mess everywhere?
Oh,
how easy is this to make? Like,
ooh,
you
and
know?
I think for
how cheap is this?
Next week, we should Google like the top five. This is me promoting it as well. Like, munchies. Like, I don't know. Find out, like, what the most common munchies are when people are high. And then we should rate them ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's...
Come tune in next week. We're going to do that.
With the same criteria.
Yeah. And we're going to be, like, creating categories and just based off of what we've already talked about.
It's good and fun.
Because it's important to know, like, is it going to be messy? Because sometimes I create a fucking mess.
And sometimes I can't be bothered to even think about making a mess
how
until
easy
it's
is
already
it?
Made.
Because one time we made homemade pasta. That was a mistake.
Sometimes that's a mistake.
Unless you, I don't know. Some people are really good at being high and able to do things.
Well, I feel like usually I am, and I think I thought I would be, but sometimes it sneaks up on you.
It's too much.
Sometimes you have too much THC.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. And that day we did.
Should we name this girl?
Yeah, we need to name the bong, and then we're going to go, guys.
We're going to name, and
so, Maddie picked up the new bong today. It's purple.
It's just a little, little tiny, fun, silly summer, end of summer bong.
Aw, she's so cute.
I kind of love it.
Yeah. I was thinking something like Priscilla or like...
That's beautiful.
Yeah? Do you like that?
Yeah, I kind of love that.
I don't know, because I like when things start with P, like purple Priscilla.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm fucking saying?
Yeah.
Anyways... But do you have any other suggestion?
I was like, I don't know.
Our last storm was Eve. I don't know if you guys knew
because
that.
Because it was like
raining. Oh, I shattered the fuck. Mm. I had a fucking curse. My friend Eddie was texting me about his new bong while I was cleaning my bong, and then I old ratty shattered bong. The fucking bowl piece.
And we were like, it's time for a new.
Yeah.
Because our stem was all smashed up.
It was really bad, guys.
We were rough on them.
Yeah.
But this girl is cute. We should get another one before she gets too nasty.
Yeah.
We always wait too long. We should do a, like, okay. Tour of our old abandoned bongs.
Yeah, we kept a lot of them. One day we should. All of them? Oh, my God. Guys, we have a graveyard of fucking bongs. A graveyard. We'll show you sometime.
It's kind of everything.
It is everything. Yeah. Okay, I think Priscilla. Cute.
She's kind of cute. Priscilla. But she's sassy.
Yeah. And if you guys aren't naming your bongs, you should be. It's really, come on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Think about them. They have feelings. Take care of
they
them.
They do. We don't. That's kind of sad, actually, because we have so many. We have a graveyard. And we're like, think about how
but
they
we
have feelings.
We can't bear to get rid of them. We just no, care about them friends. So much.
They just are out of
I'm
service.
I'm just so clumsy, guys. We both kind of are. Yeah.
We're just actually high. And you know when you're high.
Sorry.
You're going to break something.
Okay. Wait, gotta go.
I should say, the guy at the store, oh. He was like, do they have, like, covers, like a phone case for bongs?
Yeah, he was saying we should have rubber covers, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they exist, but if they do, we gotta get one.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's so smart.
If not, don't take it.
Merch. Like one of those ones where we'll they say you can drop it 10 feet and it's yes! not gonna break.
Case-tify.
Come on. Come on.
We're waiting. Case-tify X too much THC. Let's talk.
They would make mad money. They would mad be so money. Rich. If someone could create a shatterproof bong. Mad fucking money.
Can some people come and get on this with us? It's a gold mine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. We're gonna go.
That's
love
all
you guys.
For now. Love yes.
Had a great time. Please follow our social medias. They're linked below.
Oh my god, yeah. Follow.